In March, the South Florida Water Management District invited journalists to spend a morning out with its hunters. WLRN was there, also the Miami Herald, CNN, and the Wall Street Journal. District spokesman Randy Smith says more than a dozen media organizations, including journalists from Germany and Sweden.
I think it's just the perception of giant snakes that really has attracted international media attention. There's a developing understanding of what a serious problem this is when you have these creatures that have come into an area where they shouldn't be.
Thanks for being here again with SFWMD Sound Science.
The district hasn't yet done an episode about pythons for its podcast, but its website does have video profiles of 9 of the python hunters. And last week, the district live-streamed the weigh-in of a 14-foot, 6-inch monster. This one was caught by Dusty, the wild man, Crumb.
If you're going to go grab the head, it's not a second-guess thing. It's, this is what's happening, I'm grabbing the snake.
All of this is good, savvy PR. Giant invasive snakes that have no predators, breed like crazy, and eat everything. I mean, you've seen the Palm Beach Post's python versus alligator video, right?
The reporter that was on his bike, and he got some video of the python wrestling with an alligator, and alligator was his dinner later on that evening.
Meet Donna Khalil. She's my hunter on Python Hunting Media Day. And if you've been listening to WLRN for a while, you may remember her because Donna took me snake catching during last year's Python Challenge. She also took her family out to catch pythons on Christmas Eve. So when she saw that python alligator showdown, she thought,
dang, I could catch a 16-footer if it had a big alligator in its stomach still. It's not going to be able to move fast.
Donna's the only woman python hunter on the Water Management District's payroll. Riding in her green Ford Expedition, there's me plus a CNN journalist and a freelance photographer. Later, we meet up with a team from Miami's own Channel 7.
You might not be able to go in to where we're going. Hopefully, I'll try to find a clear spot for you.
You want to get in the hammock first? I'll follow you. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. I'm completely portable. So
we journalists do like to consider ourselves completely portable. But as that poor cameraman follows Donna into a hardwood hammock, a dense grove of hackberry and gumbo limbo trees, it becomes clear that portability is relative when you're crawling on your hands and knees through the Everglades.
So this is poison ivy, 3 leaves.
But we really want to see Donna catch a python. Like, really. Which raises a few ethical considerations. First, if Donna's personal media gaggle sees a python but she doesn't spot it, should we tell her? Second, if she's in the bushes driving a snake toward us...
You guys hear that? Hear anything coming towards you?
Should we help her catch it?
Like National Geographic, I'm just going to observe.
Come on, you help.
Or like that reporter, are we just going to observe? I tried to ask my fellow reporters about the appeal of python stories.
Can I interview you quickly?
No!
It's not just that they're popular, although these stories do tend to get a lot of hits. Pythons are also a starting point to talk about a larger issue, how human interference has made the Everglades vulnerable to problems like invasive species. That's what's motivating Donna Khalil. And this is what we're asking her about as we jostle through the hardwood hammock.
They're invasive. They're eating up all the little wild animals that don't have much land to live in anyway. You know, we've done the most damage.
The Water Management District's hunting program goes through June 1st. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission recently announced that it's starting a paid python hunting program of its own. I'm Kate Stein in Miami. See what they've done. You've heard. You know. You guys know the story.